Welcome back to the Bellied Up Podcast, baby, presented by Fleet Farm. Charlie, we're here, bellied up to the bar.
We are here, bellied up to the bar.
We have our lovely bartender, Sarah, is here with us.
And I saw the Shake of the Day deal, and I can never turn down a Shake of the Day. But here's the deal. Every bar has their own Shake of the Day, their own Shake of the Day rules. Sarah, can you tell us the rules of this one?
Sure. So what you do is you get one shake. And we have to watch it. And if you get three of a kind, like better,
that. How many?
I'm just going to clarify that. We have to
Did
watch
you have
you
to
shake.
Implement that later on because people were lying about it? Yeah, I imagine. So that doesn't sound like someone who's been drinking. They would never lie about that, right?
Never. So you get one shake. You get three of a kind or better.
Yep, three of a kind.
And if you get a straight, you get one more shake. Ooh. If you don't get a three of a kind or better.
Gotcha.
So you get two ways to win. Or possibly win.
All right.
You so the five of a kind, you get half the pot.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to try our luck here.
All right. Charlie. We're going to do it. We're going to get, I'm going to give a five spot on this sucker.
All right. Here we go.
Or actually, I think can we do it five times or only one time?
Just so you're clear, you only get one shake of the day, Charlie.
See, that was a trick question. But if there are five other people at this bar, can I shake for them?
Yes.
No, they all have to shake separately. They all have to shake separately.
Okay, and that's why you have to watch me shake it.
Exactly.
But it was worth a shot.
And if it's a cock die, you have to reshake.
Okay.
I don't ever cock
first
the die.
Four. Let's go. Four sixes. Is the ace wild or not?
Oh, boy. Boy,
four
oh boy.
Sixes.
So you get a wood chip.
You get a wooden nickel, dude.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
First roll, Charlie Barron's gets a four of a kind. No. In my rules, I'd say that's a wild. So you really,
I always,
mentally, you got a five of a kind.
If we were playing bar dice right now, I'd drop the mic.
You didn't call aces wild first.
Oh, is that how you play here? You got to call aces wild?
No, but in bar dice, you have to call what's wild.
Oh, you in bar dice here, you call what's ones aren't automatically wild.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
In Milwaukee, the ones are just always wild. And you farm
much like
them.
Much like the bank shot.
Oh, really? Oh, I played that one time up north where they said that. But the problem is with all the different bar dice rules is I've had a couple when I'm playing and then the rules come in and out. All right.
So Charlie rolled four sixes.
You
got to
pay.
Sixes.
Miles?
Okay.
All right. Well, So,
all right.
Technically, that's mine because I gave him $20 for those tabs.
It's all a thing, Charlie.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's fine. You'll pay me later.
He loves small talk, so.
Oh. Jeez, Louise. All right, let's see it, Miles. She's got to watch you roll.
You like how I'm like, it's my turn. I want to go.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Charlie, shut up. I can go. And now I'm going to get nothing because I rushed it, you know? All right, shake of the day, baby.
Two twos.
That would be a hard nothing.
That'd be a,
I know. That's.
You would have eight. 13 in Yahtzee, but here it's
nothing. Nothing.
Do you guys play ship captain and crew here?
Never heard of it.
Oh, no?
You have to teach him after the podcast, Charlie.
Okay, that's Miles's way of saying this isn't podcast talk. It's not a good, it's not good on radio to hear, you know, people explain bar dice.
So
thank you, Sarah. Really appreciate that.
So I have to give you a wooden die that you.
Oh, yeah.
Wooden nickel,
oh,
baby.
Oh, look at that. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
I will treasure this forever. I got a Big Irv's wooden nickel here. Okay, and by treasure it forever, I mean it's going to be gone by the end of the day, most likely, because.
End of the hour, hopefully.
That's a free drink.
Yes.
Well, that was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you,
Appreciate
Sarah.
You. So, Miles.
Yes.
You got your wedding coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So where are we at? Where are we at mentally, emotionally? How's the planning going? Am I still invited?
I'm not going to lie. I've been pretty absent from the planning thing.
That's fine. She'll only resent it forever.
Yeah. It's one of those things, you know, it's like, we got to like send out save the dates. We've talked about this on our other podcast. What the hell is save the dates even for?
I don't know.
Why don't you just send out the invitation? Because everyone gets to save the date, and they put the save the date, like, on the side of the fridge anyways.
Yeah.
because Ann was like, well, Miles, they're going to lose. What if they lose the save the date? And I'm like, well, I mean, they're not going to. They save they not only put the date down on their calendar, they also put it on the fridge. They don't lose the save the date.
Yeah, I'm very confused about that. So do you have to? Could you guys kind of disrupt this system and say, no, we're just sending out invitations?
Well, I would love to, but it's not gonna fly with the old fiance, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, we got to do save the dates. So just another thing we got to do.
Is there something at your wedding that you're like, I need this at the wedding? This is a non-negotiable.
Something at the wedding that's a non-negotiable.
Like, do you want a certain beer being served? Do you want just kegs of Busch there?
We're going to do that.
Yeah.
I think what's funny is I don't think we're going to do the old cutting the cake thing.
Oh, so good.
My
least favorite part. Also, they do it before dinner. That makes sense.
Yeah. What is up with that? And then I don't know how I feel about the whole, like, you save it in the freezer. You save part of your cake in the freezer.
No one wants to eat frozen cake unless it's an ice cream cake.
But like,
you could have your wedding cake be an ice cream cake.
Tyler would like that. Tyler's a big ice cream cake guy.
Well, explain it for the people who don't know.
The ice cream cake?
No, just cake in the freezer. I actually don't know what's
so
the deal with
apparently
it.
You save part of your cake at your wedding. And you put it in the freezer, and then on your first year anniversary, you eat the cake together.
Oh, isn't there somewhere you do it on your first year and then your fifth year or something like that? Or
I don't know anything about that, but I don't know. It's literally just all of these things are just propaganda by the wedding industry to sell more stuff.
Yeah. Sell more cakes,
sell
more freezers.
Sell a bigger cake because part of it's going to be put into a freezer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 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 It's a conspiracy.
Sell you an extra round of invitations by sending out the fake invitation.
Yeah.
The date.
Oh, you're right.
Imagine if we were doing that in other stuff. You know,
we could do a bit, guys who invented the wedding industry. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, we actually should. We'll write that down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have
Tyler,
a pen?
Write that down. Tyler's writing it down.
He's not writing shit down.
He gave us a thumbs up and basically said, go F yourself.
Yeah.
One of the weirdest, dumbest things about the wedding thing is gathering people's addresses. There's got to be a better way to do this, right?
There should be a disruptor in the wedding. There's got to be an app for that. There's got to be a wedding app that does all this. And then you send out a text and it's like, put your address in. And guess what? If they don't put their address in, they don't come. Saves you money.
I like that.
Yeah.
They don't come. Then you don't get to go. I would not be putting my address in anything and then I just wouldn't have to go.
Are you doing a registry?
Yeah, I haven't done that either. She asked me the other day. Hey, do you want me to put it? I'm like, just whatever.
You know what? I want to know what is, if you had to put one thing on the registry, what would you put on the registry?
You know, like you could go the like waffle maker type of route, you know, but I just don't think I'm going to use that enough.
Okay.
You know,
you're not a waffle guy, really?
No, not a waffle. More of a French toast guy than I am a waffle guy. So that's useless.
Okay.
What else could you go?
Well, I mean,
on your wedding, what was your registry?
You know,
item that you wanted.
Let's actually not talk about.
No, just you know, just what was it? What was it?
I did not participate a whole lot in that aspect.
So you're telling me that I should participate?
I'm telling you
more?
That if you care about the longevity of the nuptials, maybe participate a little bit more on the front end. Basically, do not do as I did.
Okay, just literally try, and that'll be better.
Well, okay. It's not like I didn't try. No, I did do. There were some. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't put anything on the registry. I didn't really. I felt weird about even doing a registry because
you're too nice.
Well, I feel weird about saying, give me a gift.
Want cash. You're a cash.
No, I didn't even want that.
Walking around sock drawer money.
Sock drawer money.
Is that where do you put your extra cash? In your underwear drawer or your sock drawer?
Used to be the freezer. Everyone knows you put cash in the freezer because if the house burns down, that's a fairly fireproof situation right there. Now, a freezer can burn, so don't go locking a lot of money away in the freezer. But if you don't have a safe,
Put it in your sock drawer. Sock drawer money.
That's the first thing that's going to be burning. You know how flammable socks are?
That's true.
Yeah.
But I'm not putting the whole bank in there, so we're good to go.
All right. So I didn't get any answer out of you. You dodged that question like you're on cable news.
A great politician.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything that's, I mean, maybe like a air compressor or some shit like that, that I'm never going to go buy myself. But once in a while, it's nice to have.
It's very nice to have an air compressor. Yeah. Fill up your car tires, your bike tires.
Yeah.
Are you biking a lot?
No bikes,
days?
No okay. bikes. Maybe the lawnmower tires.
You can do a Ruckus scooter.
Oh.
I'll put a Ruckus scooter on the registry.
That'd be cool. Who's going to buy that? That's expensive.
I think he was meaning that I could air up the Ruckus scooter tires if I bought one. And I'm just like, no, I'm putting a Ruckus scooter on the registry.
Is that like one?
Maybe I'll put a Razor scooter on the registry.
Like one of those ones you can do tricks on?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't do tricks. I would just coast, you know.
Are those the
I'd ride all the hills in Fargo, you know. I would be just catch up a ton of speed. That's the one thing. If you're a longboarder, skateboarder of any sort, you don't have much fun here in Fargo because there's absolutely no hills, so you just have to do way more work than everyone elsewhere.
Yeah, it's very flat here. I did notice that.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, were you a rollerblader, skateboarder, or a scooterer, or a biker?
I was all of those.
You were all?
The skateboarding had the shortest stint because I was too much of a wuss to like figure out the ollie and that stuff. It was too many wipeouts. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
There's no point in this.
Right. I know where this ends.
Yeah,
in the hospital.
Broken arm.
Yeah.
And I'm dumb, but I'm not that dumb, you know? And so there was that, you know, everyone bikes when they're a kid. Even the most unathletic kids can bike.
Yeah, well, I mean,
even you can bike.
Miles, that's not very nice. I am somewhat athletic. I bike a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, proving your point.
Yeah, literally scooter, so rollerblading was, I liked rollerblading.
I love rollerblading. Yeah. I just got a new pair of rollerblades.
Did you?
Yeah.
I would love to see a video of you rollerblading.
There's one of me.
Where?
I did a sketch a while ago where I was playing spring and summer. We can clip it into this video right now.
Look, Winter, I don't make the rules, okay? I just roll with them.
Show
the audience.
Well,
we're not going to do that, but go watch the video.
Oh, yeah. Spring versus winter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spring versus winter. Charlie Barron's Google.
I'm rollerblading.
Search it up.
I'd like to go rollerblading with you.
Yeah, let's do it. No matter how this podcast goes down, you want to go rollerblading?
That'd be fun.
All right, let's do that. We're gonna
I think we came up with something for your wedding registry. Rollerblades.
Yes.
What size foot are you?
I'm a 14.
Are you really? No, you're not. No,
all right, we're
going to
take some callers and yeah.
Just give me your foot size so I can get this for you. Am I still invited to the wedding?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to be looking for the save the date so you can save it.
All right. Well, save.
All right.
This date.
All right.
Let's get to the deal.
We're going to take some callers. All right. Seriously, though, we're going to take some callers.
Can't wait to talk to you guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Who do we got on the line?
My name's Katie.
Katie, well, welcome to the Bellied Up podcast. Why don't you belly up and tell us what's on your mind?
So, I have a serious problem. It's very serious. I'm from Sheboygan.
Uh-huh.
One of those.
That is serious.
That's not the serious part.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I live in Grand Rapids currently, but I'm married to someone who is from Chattanooga.
Okay.
And he says that roasted chicken and fried chicken are the same thing.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Did he say that to your face?
I told you.
Are you guys still together is the question.
Right now he's on the road. Not sure if I need to change the locks or not. Also, he said supper clubs are dark and weird.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Ooh.
Excuse my language.
Yeah.
My lord.
Katie, can I start addressing the supper club aspect
about
that?
The supper club
being...
is more shocking than the chicken thing here.
Yeah.
Supper clubs are not dark and weird. They are
homey.
Homey. Some of them have red carpeting and velvet on the chairs. I mean, this is
they're classy as well.
Yeah, and it really breaks my heart. What supper club did you take him to?
Well, I've taken him to multiple supper clubs.
Oh my god!
That brought him to like Schwartz's, like St. Anna's.
Yeah, it's a fantastic spot. It's a real gem.
And he doesn't like it.
And I brought him to supper clubs, and no, he says they're weird, and he says that he thinks they're trying to put stuff in our food. That's why it's so dark.
Well, no, they're not. They're probably putting something in the drinks called brandy. But that's about it. There is no foul play. I mean, and you're talking about Cordon Bleu. I mean, there's some really good food that they make. Their prime rib, you know, venison truffles. I mean, this is some of the best, and roasted chicken, you know, and maybe we can connect.
He deserves to have spit in his food, to be honest. Oh. Right?
So. Yeah, you're going. You're like, hey, honey, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Then you go up to the waitress. You're like, hey, you're gonna have to spit in his food. he's being a little.
Is that why he thinks they spit in his food? Because you guys had this argument about the roasted chicken, and then he said what he said, and then you gave the waitress the nod. And then does he have evidence to suggest that there might be some?
He has.
Food?
No, he's got no evidence. He thinks that. The wood on the walls is weird and tacky.
Tacky? Mm-mm. Classy. He meant to say classy.
Well, exactly.
So what does he think then is like the bee's knees when it comes to dining experiences?
Yeah. What does Chattanooga think about this? Chattanooga, is that what you said?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, technically he's originally from Bosnia, but he lived his entire... his home life in the U.S. in Chattanooga. He likes crystals, which is like White Castle knockoff.
Oh my god!
He likes
I was actually gonna say, is he like think McDonald's is like a fine dining experience?
Sounds Golden like Corral.
Golden Corral.
Yeah.
How do you like Golden Corral and not like a supper club?
I don't know.
Ah. I'm sorry that you have to deal with this. I mean, this is...
It sounds like it's just maybe when you go out to dinner, you're just going to have to leave him at home. I don't know. That's where I'm at with this.
Get a babysitter?
Get a babysitter for him.
Now, how long have you been together?
Well, we just celebrated our 9th wedding anniversary.
Oh, so it's permanent, huh? Congratulations.
Either that or this is going to be their last anniversary, Charlie.
Just before we hit the double digits.
Are the dogs? They're even upset about his situation.
One of them's a miniature schnauzer, so I think that she does take the... kind of the attack on the German ambiance of Wisconsin, probably.
Takes it personally. You know, I think that it really, for some people, a supper club is an acquired taste, but it just means that they haven't tasted enough of it. And I think you just got to keep, I'm going to take the opposite advice. Don't leave them at home. Keep bringing them out and bringing them out. Yeah. And maybe, you know, is he a drinker, this fellow of yours?
He is a drinker.
Okay, maybe.
There's one thing that we can get on the same page about the whole Wisconsin theme, yeah.
Start in the bar of the supper club.
Yes.
You know, don't go right and get seated. Don't start with the reservations. Get there before your reservation, okay? And have a couple old-fashions at the bar or whatever his drink of choice is. I'm not saying he has to have an old-fashioned. But, you know, get them just into the ambiance a little bit. Maybe find a supper club that's got their polka night, because polka night is...
It'll get you up on your feet.
Yeah, it's really something special. Can he... does he have some dance moves? Does he like an accordion?
He does like an accordion. Bosnian people are very accordion friendly, so that's positive.
There we go.
That's it.
Find the polka scene.
Yeah, we have found the cultural bridge from Bosnia to supper club. It's the accordion.
And what you need to do is there's got to be a supper club with also the name Golden Corral somewhere out there. and you need to trick him and say, we're going to the Golden Corral. You show up to the supper club that's named Golden Corral, and it's got polka music. Start with the drinks. He'll fall in love with it immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here's the other half of the equation. When we're in Michigan, I have yet to find a supper club. There was one in downtown, and they closed it.
Yeah, you know, it's a very Wisconsin thing. Yes.
Yes, it is. But I do think with enough passionate supper club advocates like yourself, we can take this cultural diamond in the rough and just make it something that we can see all over this great nation. And I believe you are one of the people to help make this happen, because you are given this unique opportunity to turn your husband into a supper club fanatic.
Yes. And then you're the success story that we need.
Yes. And then he will tell people.
I want to believe that.
I want to believe
that. The nation is still fighting us on bubblers.
I'm from North Dakota, so. And I do think that's kind of dumb.
What?
I will have to say.
What?
It's a water Miles? Phone. Oh, it's a water phone.
No, water guys. Phone is where we go to get change for the meter. Okay, it is a bubbler. Miles, we cannot continue to do this. Wait, no, you can't leave yet. We have to convince Miles that bubbler is the proper nomenclature.
I mean, it's cooler. It's definitely cooler. But I just don't think
it's
you guys are going to...
cooler. Kohler. The Kohler company
Thank
invented
you for clarifying.
The bubbler.
Do you hear that? Kohler?
It's the bubbler. Do you call it a facial tissue or Kleenex? You acknowledge the person who paved the way. It doesn't matter the creator of it.
Oh, well said. I am applauding
that
over here.
That was pretty good.
Well
that was
said.
Actually pretty
I think you just convinced
You need
them.
To apply that type of argument-based logic there to your husband, and I think he'll be a supper club guy in no time. If you can apply those same things,
I'm just
going
to stop cooking and force him to go to supper club.
Yeah. Either you're going to cook or we're going to the supper club.
I think I'll win that way.
Yeah, there you go.
So happy you called. Let's spread the joy of supper clubs across this land.
Will do.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Good luck on your quest to turn him into a supper club guy. I think you can do it.
Yes, I will do my best and go Pack Go and fuck the bear.
Yes, thank you. I love it when they end like that. Thank
Have a good
you.
One.
We'll see ya.
All right, bye.
Watch for deer.
So
I will always do.
Good. Always watches.
So I will have to say.
Yeah.
Remember when we went to the supper club with you a year ago?
Yeah.
The next day I got COVID.
Wait. You're blaming that on the supper club?
No.
Remember the 5-day period where you can get it and you were in Nashville basically licking every bar toilet seat?
I went to the supper club the next day I got COVID. That's all I
gotta
say.
Man, when you got COVID...
You were not happy with me.
We had just, I wasn't not happy
we
with you.
We basically made out the day before.
And but you were sick. You were sick for like the 2 days we were doing videos. I was like, are you sure you don't have COVID? You're like, nah, I'm fine. I got the Johnson & Johnson. Yeah. Which, as it turns out, not the most reliable one.
Yeah. It, whatever. So, I mean, it's
water under the bridge.
It's one of those things that it may be correlated, but not necessarily causation.
How are you going to sit here and now you're going to spread misinformation about supper clubs causing COVID?
I just say it's very ironic. It's ironic.
It's not ironic at all.
Isn't
it's not
it ironic. Don't you think?
You're just...
It's like rain. All right, we got to take another call. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Shut the front door.
No, I shut the back door, too. The AC's on. Shut all the doors. Close the windows.
Who do we got on the line?
Y'all. So I'm Michaela, and I'm from Houston, Texas. And it's funny because my power just shut off because the state of Texas can't hold this freaking hot heat out the freaking door.
Oh, no. You got another heat wave going, huh? And they're conserving power down there in the Lone Star State. The Lone Star, no AC state.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, why don't you belly up to the bar with us and tell us what's on your mind?
Yeah.
All right. So down here in Texas in the summertime, we love to, you know, go to the beach and float the river. And my question for everybody in the Midwest is, what do y'all like to do to cool off in the summertime?
Well, it's, I mean, the easy answer is some people go to the river, but most people go to the lakes in the summer to cool off. We got a lot of lakes up here in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa. That's usually the number mm-hmm. one. Charlie, is that how you do it?
Yeah. We got a lot of water here down there. I lived in Texas for a little bit, and they've got some water restrictions with drought and that. So I was going to say, you know, run through the sprinkler, but that's probably not the best advice down there.
Charlie, when was the last time you ran through the sprinkler?
It's not a rare thing for me to run through the sprinkler.
Right now, like this summer, you've run through the sprinkler.
I haven't done it yet this summer, but I did get a new sprinkler head, and I was looking at it with a little bit of lustfulness for running. That's the wrong word, but you get what I'm saying, you know. Now,
yeah, we just kind of carry a spray bottle around, and it just kind of, you know.
Oh, you spritz yourself. Is that what you do?
Yeah, I mean, you guys just forgot.
Spritz yourself with water. Now, do you have access to the lake and the river, or no? And you're looking for alternative ways outside of that to cool down?
Well, you know, we're trying to just like find like places to go, because the farthest I've traveled is St. Louis, and I don't know if that really counts, does it?
Yeah, that counts.
As far as north and Midwest, and like, you know, we have lakes down here, but they're, you know, not that great.
Okay. Okay, it came to me.
And the whole coast, you know, got brick water, so nobody wants to get in it either.
Well, here's the best thing you can do. Take the family on a little vacation north. Okay, this ideal scenario. This, like, you got the time off from work. You got the cash to do this.
You got a camper.
Take them up. Yeah, if you got a camper, take them up north, okay, and find a lazy river, and then you get a bunch of inner tubes, and you sit in the inner tubes, and you let that river take you all the way down to a car you park at the end of the river, and then you basically spend the whole day on the river. You have a tube for your cooler.
Yep. You have a cooler tube. That's important. Want to make sure you got one of those.
Now, I will say, somebody mentioned Summer Shandy, and that is like a cult following here, and like a group of my friends. We are Summer Shandy people, and if we do have a cooler, it will be filled with that.
That's the line. Okay. Kugels. Yeah, Miles is getting a little
did Charlie tell you to call in and say that?
No, they love Summer Shandy down there. She just said it's called classic down there.
Yeah,
classic.
Like, Summer. You know, we've got like Lone Star, or, you know, like Houston bottle brands, but it's Summer Shandy is special for us.
That's great.
No offense.
That is great to hear. That's Wisconsin giving you a little kiss of summer down there in right. Houston. So you put a bunch of summer shandies in the cooler for you and the adults mm-hmm. there, and then for the kids, toss in some Capri Suns.
I was gonna say Capri Sun. Yeah, there we go.
We're on the same page with the Capri Suns.
No kids on this trip. Can we just skip them?
No kids, just the two of you, or who's going on this trip?
Yeah. Well, we have like a group of friends that we like to hang out with, and you know, we're kind of like we have like a compound, right? So it's just, we all hang out and like, okay, what are we gonna do this summer kind of thing.
Nice. Can you back that?
Where are we gonna go?
So can you back that up? You have a compound?
No, like we've made like this pretend compound, like we're all really close friends, like there's a group of us, like we're all the same age.
So it's like a fake cult, you know, is what you're like, saying. Like, it's you guys are pretending that you're in a fake cult.
Exactly.
There we go.
That's fun.
Makes sense.
That's fun.
Also, even if it's just adults going.
Even if it's just adults going,
you can still bring Capri Sun. What you do then is bring a scissors or a pocket knife. You cut off the top, pour a little shot of vodka in there, and it goes down pretty easy, too.
Professional.
You know, right, I have there. Not tried. We have done that with Gatorade because, you know, you got to electrolyze and hydrate.
Smart. Very smart. Is there any other ways you like to cool off in the summer, Charles?
I like to go water skiing. You ever go water skiing?
See, we don't have a boat. No boat. But you know what? I've been trying to find a friend who has a boat because I heard that's the secret.
Yes. Thank you. That was just what I was going to say.
And you don't even need a friend in the Midwest. You find a bar, and in that bar, somebody owns a boat, and you start making friends.
And the reason why you're going to know that they have a boat is there's going to be the guy who owns it, or the gal, the couple that owns it. The guy's going to be wearing thong flip-flops. He's going to be wearing some button-up shirt, short-sleeve button-up shirt. He's going to have glasses with like one of the little straps that go behind your head on the glasses and some sort of like ball cap. Yeah, exactly. And that guy definitely has a boat.
Yeah, and like maybe like you've seen like some of those guys where they have the picture of their boat, but like it looks like a race car driver shirt and it has like a number on it and everything. And it's probably like, hey, look, this is my boat and I'm bragging on this t-shirt.
Yeah, well, and that brings me to the second point. They're probably going to be talking about their boat the whole time they're at the bar. Right. So there you go.
Yeah. This is good stuff. I'll have to go scout out and I'll let everybody out and say, go find somebody.
Exactly.
It looks just like this.
And they're not going to charge you at all. Your boat rental fee will be buying them one shot at the bar, and then you're going to get the invite on the boat, and everything's going to be hunky-dory.
Yeah, and then all you got to go from there is just make sure you got a cooler stocked, and they'll invite you back. If you're bringing enough beverages, that's going to be enough for get an invite back on that boat.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's better than paying for gas, so I'll bring all the beer.
We were wondering how long it would take for the gas prices to get brought up on this podcast today, and here we go. There we are.
Boats drink a lot of gas.
We're barely staying under $4. And, like, for us in Texas, that's, like, everybody's face is, like, white. Like, people are walking more down here, which is, like, unheard of.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
We'll get through it. We'll get through it.
Well, we hope we provided a little cool off advice for you today.
Yeah, appreciate it so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Michaela.
Yeah, and keep her moving and tell your folks he says hi.
I will, and you watch out for them deer down there. You got the mule deer, okay? So watch out for them suckers. All right.
For sure. All right. Take
Have
care.
A good one.
All right. Bye bye. When was the last time you went tubing?
It's been a few years ago, but we used to go a lot as kids. We're talking 3-4 hours at a time.
Would you just go over to Minnesota?
My parents had a cabin when I was like 12. They bought a lake cabin, and we just started tubing.
Oh, tubing behind a boat.
Oh, yeah.
How about river tubing?
I don't do much river tubing.
You don't do much river. You got to find the right river.
Well, that and like also when you got a cabin, you just go there and do the lake stuff.
Right.
But tubing behind a boat, it's like the dad's number one way to get revenge on their kids.
I know. They just internalize.
And then all they got to do when they send a kid flying off the tube and they get a kink in their neck, that he's like, dad's like, oh, sorry, I didn't think the wave was that big, you know? Even though he like hit the throttle
before. That's their therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's good.
Yeah.
You ever taken your dad tubing?
No. My dad would literally crumble. His body is shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lot of hard work construction. Yeah.
But that would be great revenge.
It would. Yeah. Although then you're going to, you know, have to be responsible for the repercussions. Yeah, they heal easier as youngins.
Yeah.
They can walk it off easier, rub some dirt on it. There's no way to rub dirt on nothing when you're
it's
tubing.
It's like,
there's no dirt.
My dad will go right from the tube straight to the nursing home then, if that's the case.
You know? And then you're footing the bill because you're responsible for that.
So maybe keep him off the tube.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope we gave her some good advice there.
Yeah, I think we did.
Hey, everybody, are you trying to get outdoors this summer, but you're looking for better, more creative ways to get outdoors? Maybe you're like Miles and you don't like to hike a lot, but you really like to get yourself some nice smoked meat, to drink an ice cold beer, to maybe even bring out some wine or something once in a while. And then head on over to Fleet Farm because they've got everything you need for your outdoor kitchen experience. That's right. You can pretty much take the entire kitchen and just move it outside. They've got everything from the grill to the outdoor dishes. That's right. Did you know there were outdoor dishes? There are. And they're at Fleet Farm. Okay. And they've also got great snacks there too. This has nothing to do with, you know, the outdoor kitchen thing, but I will tell you the smoked peanuts. I think that's what they're called. They're delicious. Okay. And also the trail mix, the stuff that they give you in the big coffee tin. I have a lot of that at my house because I keep going in and diving in and grabbing the M&Ms and leaving the rest of the trail mix. I'm on a tangent, but that's the beautiful thing about Fleet Farm is you can go on a million tangents because they have everything. Check it out, Fleet Farm. And now back to the Bellied Up Podcast.
What do we got on the line?
Holy shit, I actually got in.
You're here, man.
You got rich. In.
This is Rich.
Rich. Well, why don't you belly up and tell us what's on your mind?
I'd love to belly up, but I'm at work right now. So, listen, I'm actually trying to buy something.
Nice.
Okay. What do you got?
This is specifically for Charlie because, Miles, I don't think you're in this, but I'm a huge Packers fan.
Okay.
I'm trying to take my boys to Lambeau this fall. Where is the best place that I can get tickets?
Got it. All right. Well, first of all, Miles is on his way to becoming a huge Packers fan. Now, tickets, you know, obviously the season tickets have been sold out for decades and decades and decades. So if you can find a friend and convince them that the game you want to go to isn't going to be a great game, do it now before the season starts, okay? So they sell you the tickets. Yes. Now, you don't want to get up to a few weeks before. You got to tell them that whatever the opponent is, just convince them that it's going to be the worst game of the season, and they should get rid of those tickets now. Plant that seed.
Yes. Start it off by being like, oh, man. The Jets, man, look real bad this year.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'd hate to go to that game. That would suck.
Yes.
One of those deals.
So plant that seed now. Then in about a month when they forgot you had that conversation, say, hey, I'm looking to get to a game with my kids or whatever on this day.
Oh, hold on. That's a great move. Talk about how big of fans your kids are. You want to give them a once in a life type opportunity to go to Lambeau and experience a game.
Yeah.
Say a bunch of stuff like that beforehand to also juice it up.
Yeah. Continue. And then at that point, he's probably going to connect the dots, or she is probably going to connect the dots. They're going to get the idea of what you're doing here. Okay. And they will probably have enough Midwest niceness or guilt in their Catholic hearts that they will give you the tickets. They may not even charge you. Okay. You may also want to find someone who's loaded. That would help. Now, if none of that works, what I would recommend doing is buying them outside of the stadium as soon as the first quarter starts. So once the first quarter starts, all the people selling tickets around the stadium, their prices drop dramatically. And whatever cash you have, only bring with you about $50 less than the sticker price of the tickets and say, sorry, this is all I got. A lot of times they'll take all you got and you might actually find yourself with a really good deal on those Packer tickets. Does that make sense? Can I clarify anything in there?
I get it. It's an 8-hour drive from where I'm at to Lambeau, though. So for me to go there and hope.
Nope.
Got tickets today.
You got a plan. So go with everybody you know with Packers season tickets. Start planting that seed now.
And while you're doing that, so you like playing like cornhole or anything like that? Bags?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what you're going to want to.
From Ohio.
Okay. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to hustle a friend in a game of cornhole. What you're going to do is you're going to be throwing bags as you're warming up, just throwing it left, throwing it right, not even hitting the board.
Oh,
and then you're going to like, hey, should we put a wager on this game?
Friendly wager.
Yeah, just like a friendly wager. Like, I'll just like, and you come up with something good. You know you're going to beat them. Come up with something good and then be like, hey, why don't we play for some Packers tickets as well? And throw that in there and then you win it. You got to win the tickets from someone.
And you got to be good at cornhole first, too. And what game are you planning on going to? Because that will give us a little bit more.
How good at cornhole you need to be.
Yeah. How much time are you going to have to train for this?
So, I mean, I'm decent at cornhole. I don't want to go too late just because my boys are 12 and 10.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't freeze their asses off while we're there. Well, I want them to enjoy the experience.
Yeah, if you're a Vikings fan, you would have no problem with that.
Your problem would be that the team sucks, though. So I do think this is a better situation here. So, you definitely want one of those October games, September, October games. Another thing I'm going to throw out there, preseason. I mean, my first game was a preseason game, and those tickets, honestly, you can get those pretty cheap.
Just tell your kids their regular game. they're young enough. They might not even notice.
Are they big sports fans? Would they know if it was a regular season game?
My youngest boy would for sure. He's pretty into it.
Oh, yeah. He wants a regular season game. Honestly, Miles brought it up before, the Jets game. If the Jets are playing at Lambeau, the Jets they're not very good right now, right? They haven't been very good for a while, right?
Not traditionally.
Not traditionally. Yeah. I would start with the Jets game. I would call all your friends who may have season tickets and just start telling them how bad that game's going to be. Do that this week. 2 weeks, follow up with how much your kids would love to go to a game. And you do this with enough people, you might wind up with tickets you're trying to sell before the game because now you've got an influx of tickets.
So Charlie, that leads me to ask you, do you have season tickets?
Yes!
Wow.
That was smart.
That is great.
Charlie does, and he is willing to give you two or three tickets to the Jets game. So you just won your – thanks for calling in, by the way.
That is well played.
You just won yourself three tickets to the Jets game. Charlie, you can make that happen, right?
I will be honest with you. I do not have season tickets myself. However – my uncle does. So here's what I'll have you do. Email mantalkminute@gmail.com this conversation or whatever. And in the between now and when you're emailing, I'm going to ask my uncle if anyone's going to that game. If no one's going to that game, I will get you them tickets. You need four, right?
I just need three.
Oh, only three. All right. Well,
there you go.
Well, unless you want to go, Charlie.
Well, if I'm getting the tickets, I'll go. Okay. So I'll put some feelers out. All right. I see what you did here. I see exactly what
that
you did
so
here.
That was so smart.
You
that
made me just... give you advice on how to do it. And now you're saying, Charlie, why don't you just do the thing you told me to do? Why don't we see how good your advice is? That was very well played. All right. Well, email that.
I'm going to email right now, sir.
All right. Sounds good. Well, another satisfied customer here on the Bellied Up podcast.
That was really smart, by the way.
Yeah, well played.
Also, any future people calling in, Charlie doesn't have any more tickets.
Yeah, I am out. Tapped out.
Yep, he's out of tickets. No more.
Every time Charlie calls uncle, his uncle's going to be like, really, Charlie, you promised some more tickets?
I didn't promise him yet. I said, if he has
them. No, I think you said you can guarantee that they can.
No.
I think that's what you said.
Check the tape. Yeah. Check the tape. No, if he has them, and I have access to them, they're all yours, because that game's going to suck.
I'm going to send out that email to you right now, reminding you of it.
Okay.
And I love everything you guys do. I'm honestly shocked that you answered.
Oh yeah, of course. We're thankful you called. This is a fun call for us. So appreciate it. Very fun for me too. And now I got to call my uncle.
Yeah, he hasn't talked to him in a few months. Yeah. So he's actually due anyways.
No, but seriously, Charlie, I'll level with you. I started listening to Miles first. I heard your stuff and saw it on Facebook, you know, but then I saw you were a huge Packers fan. And it's like, well, this guy, he's my guy.
Oh, yes. I love it. Got you with the Packers fan. See, Miles, if you were more of a Packers fan, he'd be more of a fan.
Well, so. Can you get me some season tickets, Charlie?
He's working on it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm drinking one right now, baby.
I wish I was.
All right, well,
seriously, you guys are awesome. I appreciate what you do. Keeping us Midwesterners entertained, and just that you guys seem like really cool guys. You didn't let the podcast fame go to your head.
Well, Charlie we'll did try a little not bit, to. But
we'll
yeah.
try not to. Might call my uncle.
Appreciate calling in, man. Thanks for the love and thanks for following and watching.
Yeah, really appreciate you.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Go Packers. Fuck the Bears. And oh, you betcha.
There we go. Well, thanks, man. Care. Have a good one.
See ya.
See ya.
Well, I got my
be mad at you or what?
Should I call him now?
Yeah, they also play the Lions too. So,
oh, they play the Lions.
Of course, yeah.
Do you want to call them quick?
That'd be better. Yeah.
Do you want to call your uncle quick?
Yeah, I'll call him real quick.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Call Uncle Charlie's John. Uncle.
Call on Uncle John. He's gonna send me the voicemail. That's how much I'm loved at my family. Come on, Uncle John. What are you doing? Working? We know that's not what's happening. Come on.
Hi, this is John. Newmark. Geez, sorry, please. I can't
be- Hey, Uncle John. So I had someone call into the Bellied Up podcast. It's my new podcast, actually. You should listen to it if you haven't already. It's pretty entertaining. But anyway, he was trying to get tickets for his kids to go to a Packers game. And he said, how do you do it? And it's advice podcast. So I gave him the advice of guilt, you know, one of your uncles who has tickets into giving them to them and the kids. You know, first I said, start off by saying, you know, the Jets game is going to be awful, you know, and then like a couple weeks later say, oh, my kids would love to go see a Packers game, plant the seed, whatever. Long story short, he said, do I know anyone who has tickets? He said, do I have tickets? I says, I don't, but I think my uncle might. So anyways, Jets game tickets. You want to get rid of those? Hope you're doing good. Keep her moving. Watch out for deer. Bye-bye. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. I'm your fearless host, Charlie Behrens. This is your fearful host, co-host.
Though you betcha guy, baby.
Miles at OO, you betcha.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. There's another H in there. When you say, oh, you betcha, you think OH, you betcha. We add an extra H in there that's silent. It's not a great move.
Yeah. What?
When people are trying to find your website and stuff, it's not great.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's funny how when you make these things early on in your career, you're like, yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then it's just like a little pricker in your paw, yeah, you know?
It's always, oh, you betcha. O-H-H, you betcha.
Yeah, but you've done a good job with it. I think you sell enough T-shirts. I think you're fine. You probably sell a lot more if you had youbetcha.com. Jeez.
I know.
Who's got that website?
I don't know. I gave up on that a long time ago. So
how much did they want for it?
It was too early on in the process. I wasn't going to pay anything for it.
Yeah.
You know, I was.
And now they know that maybe you can pay up.
They wanted. Yeah, they know what they got.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they got.
Well,
so if you're the URL holder of youbetcha.com, hit me up and just be fair.
Just be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. If you're fair. Speaking of websites.
Go
what's our website? No, not a, go to mandwalkman.com. What is our website? Bellieduppp.co?
I don't know. Do we have one?
We should have a website.
We'll figure it out. We'll throw it in the description if we got one.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the beer here is good and it's cold and the pretzels are not cold. And that's how you know a great bar.
Oh, and the tots are crispy.
Tots are good. Yeah, don't put another in your
mouth.
I'm
not. I won't.
Okay. No. Thanks.
All right, guys. We'll see you in the next one.
All right. We really mailed in that outro. Hope you enjoyed it.